This is a second or third time actually I brought this motion to council, and the reason why I brought it at this particular stage is because I want the government to include 8 million plus to complete the breakwater within their budget for 2020. So I've asked Donegal County Council to get in touch with them to try to ensure that that funding is put in place. Now, this has been ongoing now. The project itself started in 2007, and obviously they felt there was a need for it at that particular time, this breakwater, because what that breakwater does, it's there for the safety of the vessels within the harbour. And equally as importantly, over the last number of years as well, there's big plans for Greencastle Harbour as well as our fishing. We're looking at it from a tourism perspective as well. And the people that were actually working in that were, of course, Donegal County Council, the Derry Port and Harbour, and the Greencastle Harbour Users Association. Now, for the piers to move on, to progress, and for this to move on, we need the breakwater completed. As you quite rightly said, there's been 8.5 million spent on this already. 2007, it started off, and that went up until 2012. And the reason why the project was pulled at that particular time was because of the finances of the country at that time. And the minister, the then Minister of Marine, I think it was Minister Coveney, stated quite clearly and categorically that whenever the finances of the country would pick up again, that they would continue with this particular project, and that hasn't happened. We're two-thirds of the way through it. It's whenever it's completed, you're talking about 290 metres in length, and it's necessary for the future of the harbour to move forward. So I've asked Donegal County Council again to get in touch with the government to try to ensure that this happens. Obviously, I will be speaking to our OCTAS members as well, because there's an onus on them. I'm talking about Charlie McConlogue, I'm talking about Paddy McLaughlin and Joe McHugh. There's a general election coming up now, either at the end of this year or in the middle of next year, and I would be asking those people to try to ensure that money's put in place to finish this project.
And not a lot of money, really, in the grand scale of things. Like, 8 million euro would be a drop in the ocean in terms of government funding. Not a lot to get this vital project, in your opinion, completed.
No, we feel that there's something happening behind the scenes here, that this hasn't been allowed to happen. A number of us have gone to Dublin on a few occasions to meet ministers and civil servants, and we've put this to them, but it would appear to be, you know, it's just not happening. And one would have to wonder why at this stage, why this project hasn't been completed. As I said, it was ceased in 2012. There was a promise made that the project would be completed. So I think there's an onus now on the government to ensure that this is finished and that money is made available in the 2020 budget to get this over the line. It has to happen for the future of Greencastle Harbour to move forward. As I said, importantly, the fishing industry. We've always got to preserve our fishing industry. But where we are and where we're actually situated, and with Brexit down the line, the potential that Greencastle Harbour in relation to tourism and everything else is absolutely tremendous. You know, it's there. The potential is enormous. So we have to try to get this over the line as quickly as possible.